You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Well, everyone knows you should tell the truth, especially this time of year. But Florencia Contese, a spokeswoman for Florida Power and Light, says that's not always what happens when it comes to finding how the thermostat in our home gets changed. At least that's what FP&L found out when it did a survey this fall.
The great majority of people actually pretend they don't know how the thermostat changed. So 36% of folks that were surveyed said that they didn't know, followed by 12% that blamed someone else, so someone else who occupies the home. And then some other reasons we saw were saying that the thermostat maybe had mechanical problems, some folks claiming that the thermostat may have been bumped, and finally either blaming the dog or cat.
It seems that thermostat wars are not all that uncommon and may be more important to women, says Contese.
That's correct. We found something pretty neat, which is the fact that 45% of women in Florida would rather have the control of the thermostat for the AC than the television remote, which was only found to be 36%.
So where does that battle rage? Where are we trying to set our thermostats?
As Floridians, we like to keep the air low, but what we recommend at Florida Power and Light is to keep it at 78 degrees when you're home and up to 82 degrees when you leave home, for that to be within energy savings and for you to see a difference on your bill.
Now, I would say, being the voice of experience, that some of the battles over where to set the thermostat have to do with our pets being comfortable as well.
Pets. Definitely, we know our family, right, to our customers, and we want to make sure that our customers keep them safe and comfortable. But, you know, a good rule of thumb to follow is if we are at an amenable temperature at home, which FPL recommends is 78 degrees when we're home and up to 82 degrees when we leave home, your pets will be comfortable as well. Now, that varies depending on the pet, the size of the pet, you know, and all of that. And, you know, we would say that it's a good idea for you to ask your vet about that. But typically the rule of thumb is that if we're comfortable, your pets will be comfortable as well.
Now, I know you have some online tools that show us how to save some money on our power bills as well.
That's correct. So the online home energy survey is really a series of questions about your energy use at home, some of the appliances you have, some of the things that you have at home that may contribute to your electric bill, and it provides some recommendations and tips for you to save in energy costs, save up to $250 in energy costs. But when we're talking about AC, you know, the temperature is definitely important. So keeping in mind the 78 and 82 degrees. When we talk about ceiling fans, for example, just keeping in mind that ceiling fans do help circulate the air, but they're not necessarily cooling our homes. So whenever we leave a room, it's important to turn them off, and that can save us up to $7 a month.
We've been speaking with Florencia Contese, a spokeswoman for Florida Power and Light. We'll have a link on our website to the energy survey she mentioned. It's WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.